Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, legends, just about to go live on Instagram, just waiting for people to join now. So podcast will be kicking off in just a second, just waiting for people to join. We'll get some questions going. We'll hit the ground running. G'day, guys. Welcome to the live. Send your questions in. Let's talk some footy. Only about a month or so till trials kick off, so we're starting to heat up now. Mate, Macca, hope you're well, mate. Jim Beast, welcome on, brother. First one, woohoo. Congratulations, Dave. Rugby League 5. Yeah, J-Moss, I've had a few people messaging me about this. I'm not really a gamer myself, so even when it does come out, I won't really play it realistically, to be honest with you. A few rugby league games I have played, I've been pretty bang average at, so don't even have a PlayStation or anything, to be honest with you, mate. But it will be cool. I know a lot of people are very keen on it. Apparently, the West Tigers boys, they got fitted out today. They've analysed their bodies and everything, getting ready for it. So fingers crossed it is true for all you gamers out there. Guru the baby blues. Connor, hey, mate. Hope you're well, buddy. I've been going good. Logan, grab a beer. Hook it up, brother. Lockie, thank you for coming on, mate. All going well. Will the trials be streamed? Yeah, I believe all of the trials, they're going to be on TV or streamed. So they'll all be televised to some extent, which I can't wait for personally. Normally, it's a bit of a battle, has been for the last decade, trying to watch all the trials and everything. So I'm really keen for that to be available for everyone. It'll be unreal. And yeah, we'll do a deep dive on all of them. So stay tuned for that. Any hope for Tigers fans this year? Yeah, for sure, mate. I don't think you'll finish last. Probably sounds like a kick in the dick, but I don't think you'll do terribly. I think the Isaiah Papali'i move, the Api Kurosawa move, I like it. I definitely think the Tigers are trending in the right direction, mate. Jackson's Hastings to be a huge surprise. Yeah, if you're not expecting much out of Jackson's Hastings, he will be a huge surprise to you. I think he's going to do very well. So I think he'll be the six. I think realistically, Adam Dewey's going to miss the first 8, 10, 12 weeks, whatever it might be. Even when he was playing his best footy at 5'8 last year, Madge still moved him out into the centres. God knows why, but I think there's a really good chance that he doesn't next year as well. So I think Jacko will lock down the sixth jersey. I know he's very keen to form a good partnership with Luke Brooks and to help him out as well. So I'm very high on Jacko, but I am probably a little bit biased. So yeah, keep an eye on him. But if you're expecting nothing out of Hastings, you're in for a rude shock, I think. How do you think South will go? I think South dropped back a little bit, mate. I think they've got enough talent in their team that even if they drop back a little bit, they'll finish 6th or 7th. 8th is probably the worst I can see South Sydney going. I don't think they'll compete against the top three teams, but there's enough shit teams in this competition compared to the talent South Sydney has between Latrell, Cody and Cookie. I still think they'll do well. I think 8th place is the worst they could finish. Harrison Baker, love your work, Guru. Thanks, Harrison. Appreciate that, brother. What have we got? Getting pumped for footy season, sure am. Jake Avarillo at fullback. Yeah, look, this is the problem with Jake Avarillo. I think he's a great player. I think he's a gun. People get the idea that I don't like Avarillo. I'm a huge fan of him. Drafted him in my Supercoach teams the last 3 or 4 years. Absolutely love Avarillo. The thing is that if you're going to sign Matt Dufty, you're obviously going to play Matt Dufty, in my opinion, and you can't really play Matt Dufty at centre or on the wing, so I think he has to be at fullback. I'm not really sure why he's playing 7 Avarillo. Hopefully I'm proven wrong. Hopefully Trent Barrett and him absolutely brain it over the next year, but I'm a little bit nervous about it. I think Avrilo is probably a top five player at Canterbury, but I'm just not sure where he fits into this system. It's a really awkward one. Everyone tipping the Tigers to come last. How you feel about that? No, I don't think the Tigers come last. I've got the Cowboys or the Knights finishing last at the moment, mate. Yeah, I think the Tigers will do reasonably well. I think they'll be around that 11th, 10th, 9th sort of mark, realistically. Bradley, welcome on, mate. I'm doing well. Prime Latrell or GI? I have to go with GI, mate. Latrell's still got a number of years to go, though. So we'll see how that one plays out. But I have to go with GI still at the moment, mate. Good question, Isaac. Who should Warriors start at 5'8"? Cheers. Cam Smart. I'm hoping Ash Taylor. I'm a big Chanel Harris-DeVita fan too, though. I'd be playing Nick Arima at 14, I think, or at 9 even. But I think it has to be Chanel Harris-DeVita or Ash Taylor. I don't think we've seen the best out of either of those two, so I like that there's going to be a jersey thrown in the middle of those two, an opportunity to partner Sean Johnson. It's very similar to what's going on at the Broncos at the moment. So, yeah, I'd like to see Ash Taylor get it. If he's playing his best footy, it could be anything for the Warriors. And to have Chanel Harris-DeVita breathing down his neck, I think it's sensational. Bring back footy to Mount Smart, 100%, mate. Cannot wait to see footy back over there. Adam Reynolds for by the year, bro. Yeah, Lachlan, I believe so, mate. I'm just rattling through the other buys in my head, but I think Adam Reynolds is going to be huge for the Brisbane Broncos, especially that right edge. They're going to be so lethal, and they're finally going to get good ball, which they haven't for the last few years. Green Machine Pod, when's your draft? Mate, our draft is the week before trials start. A couple of boys are getting married. We've got a few bucks in, you know, February, March. So we're doing ours a little bit earlier, which for me is great. It means we'll all draft, and then I'll get to watch trials, and I won't be able to, you know, say anything. Oh, I can say whatever I want during trials, so I'm not going to be giving away anything that anyone that I'm keen on or whatever. So as much as it seems like a nightmare for me, I'm kind of stoked, to be honest with you. Do you watch much of the UK Super League, mate? Also, bloody love your work, Guru. Thanks, Max. Appreciate it, mate. No, I don't, to be honest with you, mate. I watch a little bit of finals and whatnot when they're on. I'll watch some highlights, but no, that's why I don't really comment on it all that much, because I feel like I don't want to give you guys opinions that are half-assed. So I don't watch much of the UK Super League. I keep track of the Aussies over there and how they're traveling, but that's as far as it goes, brother. I'll never pretend to watch something that I don't for you guys. Do you think people will panic buying moisturizer as round one starts to get closer? 100%, mate. Good shout. Hey, you're any chance you come up to Brisbane this year? Would love to have a beer with you. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it yet. Magic round might be a go. Yeah, maybe. I'll have a think about it. I'll see what we can do. Sharks to make playoffs. I think they will, Hayden. I really like the look of the Sharkies. I love the squad they've got. Halfback is a worry, but the closer the season gets, the more I look at their squad, the more I just think defensively they're going to be able to do enough to make finals footy. Getting Cam McInnes and getting Dale Finucane is just going to be massive culture-wise. TMM to Bronx, 5'8", by the end of the season. Mate, I think Tamari Martin is a really good chance, Connor. I really like the look of him. He was an absolute superstar in 2017. People forget how good he was because Michael Morgan was braining it next to him, but I also think Tamara is probably the most suited for Adam Reynolds. It just depends whether he's going to get back to the way that he was, which is a big ask. It was a pretty fucked up injury, to be honest with you. So see how it plays out, but I've always been a Tamara Martin fan. Chris Hemsworth, hope you are well, mate. Enjoyed our night on the cruise the other night. Newcastle Smokey for the spoon. Brayley missing. Ponga missing big portion, though, through Origin. Any spine injuries will be big dramas. Yeah, mate, hopefully a young guy appears over the next few weeks or over the next few months and kills it for Newcastle, but I'm very nervous about them. I think it's going to be a huge few months for this franchise. They'll obviously rebuild. It's not the end of the Newcastle Knights, but I think as far as the next three or four seasons go, the next few months is going to be crucial for them. Tom Dearden and Newey wouldn't hate it. I'm not sure if he's the guy to answer all their questions, though, realistically. And if I'm Tom Dearden, I don't know if I'm going down there realistically. Is the microphone there for show, or you're actually using the microphone that's in your phone? No, mate, so I'm recording on my phone, but I record through here for the podcast, so this will all be available on the podcast tomorrow morning. So not just for show, so that I get the audio for the podcast, so that if you miss this, you can listen to it tomorrow morning. It's normally some of my best content. People really enjoy it. So explains the microphone, jam down my throat. Brooks, Hastings, Dewey, does Hastings play 14? I think Dewey plays center. I think Hastings will be the six. But yeah, Guru the King is playing, brah. No idea what you mean. Sorry, Josh. What do you reckon we'll get? Who do you reckon we'll get first crack to partner Kiri? I think it will be the young fella, Sammy Walker. I think it'll be interesting to see how the season plays out. Wouldn't be surprised if Robbo gives Walker some time in Reggie's just to work on his trade and whatnot, but we'll see. SJ and Taylor would be a good combo. Steve Kelly, I agree, mate. I think it'd be a really good combo. Both at their best would be lethal. Thoughts on whether Mitch Kenny can be a premiership winning hooker. Potentially, they have got a guy named Riley Smith who's coming through their system. Met him a couple of weeks ago. Really nice fella. Can't wait until he actually makes it. Got an embarrassing story for him. Not sure if he's on this live or not, but we'll definitely embarrass him in a few years' time. Bit of a battler on the drink, apparently. But I think he's probably the guy to watch over the next few years. Made Australian schoolboys last year, I believe. Very young, very raw, but he's coming through at a good rate. Lavishka, hello. Thank you for all your Broncos, what would I call it, insights. Really appreciate it. Warriors best 5'8 for the start of the season. Chanel Harris-Tavita or Ash Taylor. Let trials decide that one. NRL fans WA. Hey, Guru, love your work, bud. Thanks, mate. Hope everything's going well with you, brother. Whose future is brighter, Paul Alamotti or Aaron Shoup? Tough to say. Alamotti's so young. I think he's playing at Mascot Oval this weekend. If he's playing SG Ball, I'm not sure if he will be or not because he's training with first grade. But if he is, I'll definitely be getting down there to watch him. I think he's 1 p.m. at Mascot Oval. Aaron Shoup, I'm a huge fan of him. I think it's going to be a breakout season. Can't really decide between these two, to be honest with you. But Canterbury, as far as the outside backs go, good guy, just sitting in a good spot. Do you think Dragons top 10? If they are top 10, I think they'll be 8, 9 or 10. More closer to 10. I've probably got them 10, 11, 12. But I had them missing by a mile last year, and I thought the Dragons were great. If it wasn't for a barbecue, they potentially play finals footy. So I'm a little bit hesitant to write the Dragons off, to be honest with you. Toby Sexton, AJ Brimson, good halves pairing for the Titans. Good halves pairing, but they're very young. They're very raw. They're very, very inexperienced. The Titans need to accept that if this doesn't go overly well, they need to stick with this for 3 years. They've let Fogarty go. I just don't want to see the Titans start poorly, panic, and start to shift and change these guys. They have to pick and stick. If they do, I think it can be successful down the track. Two very talented players. Isaac Tago, centre or second row? I think he'll play centre, mate. I think he'll play left centre, depending on what they do with Stephen Crichton. If not, it'll be over on the right edge. Regardless, I'm really hyped about him. I think he's going to have a big season. He's a guy that we're going to talk about in our Players to Watch in 2022 over the next few days. Limber Podcast, you're a legend. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. Hope you're doing well. Get a Bulldogs tattoo if Avarillo becomes a good seven. It's not a bad shout. Look, I want him to become a good seven. I think people think I don't like Avarillo or I'm against him playing seven. I just don't think he's suited to being a seven. Would be stoked if I'm wrong and he brains it and Canterbury are successful with him at seven because he deserves to be successful. He's a damn good footballer. So this whole rhetoric about me not liking Avarillo, it's a bit backwards, to be honest with you. Who was your pick for the grand finalist? I think it has to come from the big three, Melbourne, Penrith, Sydney Roosters. If Turbo finds his form come finals time, all of a sudden it's a four-way contender for me. Bradley Kaler, love your content and your Monday potty with Kempi. Bra, are you completely drained after 3-hour podcast? No, mate, me and Kempi have pretty good chemistry, to be honest with you. We finish our podcast and we walk down the hall to our cars and whatever, and we're still sort of talking footy. So it's a tough gig. It's not easy, but I love it. I enjoy every minute of it. So, yeah, I think we did one at the start of last year that went for like 4.5 hours, and that was a fucking innings. Could not fill my ass for about 2 hours. What have we got? Dean Hawkins, thoughts? Yeah, like Dino, I would have Lachlan Ilias, so I'd probably have Blake Taff before him as well. So see how Hawkins develops this year, but he's probably third pick for me. But I think he's a solid footballer. I think he could still definitely have a career in the NRL. Rookie of the year. Yeah, I'd have to have a think about this and have a look at the sides, to be honest with you, mate. I'll be interested to see trials. Someone to put their hands up in there. I'm not sure if these Dragons boys are able to win it, but one of them wouldn't overly shock me. Ash Taylor or CHT. At their best, I'm going to take Ash Taylor, but I'm a huge CHT fan. I think the Warriors will do well with either of them. I'm hoping Ilias gets a start for South. Such a good player. I'm pretty confident he will, mate, from what I've gathered. Lomax and Sully centre with Jack Bird back row for the Dragons. Yeah, look, I've always wanted Jack Bird to be a 13. I've been saying this for years upon years. But I think Jack DeBellin is too important to that side at 13. So I want to get Jack Bird probably a little bit closer to the ball. He obviously can't play six, so maybe second row might be his spot. I think they've brought Moses Sully. He's incredibly damaging. I'd probably be playing him at centre with Lomax. So I don't know. Jack Bird's going to be an interesting one next year. I think it's a big season for Jack Bird as far as his career goes. NRL fans, WA, Perth team. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it just with the time difference and everything. Just depends how it plays out. Personally, I don't think we have enough talent or enough good coaches in the NRL to be bringing in new sides. But I am excited for the Dolphins at the same time. But bringing in another team, it's going to be a real pain in the ass, I think, and it's going to really stretch our talent. In saying that, I also don't want us to have a bye every single week. It's dog shit for a lot of reasons. So, yeah, maybe a Perth team, maybe another New Zealand team. I think it'd be unreal if the NRL took a heap of games to New Zealand to make up for the last 2 years. It'd be a great opportunity to test out what the market is like there as far far as another team joining the competition. Who's the best fullback of all time? Why is it David Milne? David Milne, how good. Guru Lakeside, hey mate, hope you are well. Is Will Pennicini going to be the game-breaking centre the Eels need to add some spark to this, to so to speak? Yeah, I think he will be, mate. I really like Pennicini. I've been a big fan of him for a long time. Remember watching him playing Union as a teenager, and you could just always tell he was going to be special. So I'm really high on Will Pennicini. I know he's only played one or two, probably three or four games actually by now, but I've been really impressed with him. He looks like a young Jenko to me, so hopefully not pissing hot and keeps playing good footy. Who partners Kira round one? I've got Sammy Walker. What's going on with Milford at South? No idea, mate. Sorry. Who, if anyone, do you think the Knights get in to help at nine? I don't think they need to get someone in to play nine, to be honest with you. I think Chris Randall, Kurt Mann can do a job there. It's more the halfback jersey I'm worried about, or someone to partner Jake Clifford. That's sort of my worry. Knights need a half. Could they use Nickarima or Tyrone Roberts? Nickarima, Tyrone Roberts, Ash Taylor. Aiden Caesar, there's a few guys around. There's a couple of guys at the Roosters they could potentially look into. They're probably not going to answer you the question marks they've got there, but it's a huge task. I've been saying for the last few years, there's only five or six halfbacks you genuinely want in your footy team. Mitchell Pearce was probably the bottom of that five or six, but there's a gap between Mitchell Pearce and the next guy, and I think Newcastle are going to really feel that this year. Hey Guru, how you going? Warriors NRL fanatics, I'm good, mate. I hope you're going well. 2006 Broncos or 2021 Panthers? Good God, tough one. That 2006 Broncos side was pretty stacked. That forward pack was incredible. You had Carmichael, you had Hodjo, Sean Berrigan, Darren Lockyer. Trying to think of the halfback was Shane Perry. You know what? I really like this Panthers side at the moment. I think they're hard to go past. I think the Panthers would have been as successful under the modern rules as they would have been under the old rules, to be honest with you. So, I don't know. It's probably a bit rough to say, but I'm sort of leaning towards the Panthers, to be honest with you, mate. And I didn't think they would, you know, beat the Melbourne Storm in the prelim final. So what I saw in that grand final really impressed me. To be honest, mate, good God. What have we got? Are you a super coach or fantasy player, bro? Super coach, mate. Always played super coach. I've got nothing against fantasy. My mates have just always played super coach. So I've stuck with that. I sort of like the scoring more of Supercoach, but I guess it did get a little bit out of hand last year, so I'm not one to bag fantasy or anything, but I prefer Supercoach as do all my mates. How do you think Dragons will go this season? I think they'll do pretty well, mate. I'm sort of expecting that 11, 10, 9, potentially 8 sort of mark. What have we got? Hey, Mark Tukey, how's life, champ? Get the Mark Tukey ones quite often. It's not a bad shout, to be fair. Poor old Mark Tukey. What have we got? Didn't Newey breaking. No idea what you're saying. Sorry, Max. Put it into words for me, my man. Guru, do you love the Omo? Not a huge Omo fan. That's where I'm wearing my black shirts all the time, mate. Are you a fantasy or a Supercoach player? Already got that one. Supercoach. Roosters top two this year. Yeah, if not, I think they'll be top three. NRL fans, WA, you coming to Perth for Origin? Probably not, to be honest with you, mate. It's big innings to go to Perth for an Origin when I could go, half an hour up the road to see one in Sydney, realistically. What have we got? Moylan at 7 for the Sharks to allow Nico to play his natural game. Yeah, I still think it will be Trindle. I'm the biggest Matt Moylan fan in the world. Keep hoping that he takes his game to a new level, or not just gets back to where he has been the last few seasons. But I think for me, I'd probably go Trindle. He'd be my first guy. But we know the sort of ability that Moyes has got. And if he does get back to his best footy, which is a scary prospect, it could be anything. I like that there's a couple of guys fighting for that position. Hey, mate, hope you're well. Thoughts on Hook possibly shifting Bird to 13 this season? Personally, I think it's quite sideways given his form at centre and the return of DeBellin, who is excellent. As I said, I've been saying for years Jack Bird needs to play 13. I think he's most suited to the 13 jersey. But as far as the Dragons squad goes, I think Jack DeBellin is the best man to play 13. So, unfortunately, as much as I want to see Jack Bird play 13, I've been saying it for years, Jack DeBellin, he's the man there for me. With Knights having Jaden Brayley out for half the season, who gets the 9 jersey? Chris Randall, blah, blah. Yeah, I've got Chris Randall, mate. Dylan Pythian, that's a name I haven't heard for a little while. He's a guy that brained it a couple of years ago and got his ACL injury. I would go Chris Randall with probably Kurt Mann coming off the bench, though, mate. How would Ben Roberts go in the NRL today? Absolutely loved how he played. Yeah, I like Benny Roberts. He was a solid player. I don't think he ever probably achieved to his absolute best, though, realistically. Maybe if he would have landed at a different club in a different time, or not even a different club, if he was at Canterbury at a different time, might have been a different story. But always like Benny Roberts, and yeah, I think he'd do really well in the modern game today. Can you answer this question without using the word mate? Not a chance, mate. Aitken, center or second row. Cheers, Guru. I'm pretty confident he's going to play in the second row. I think he was too good last year to move him out of there. They got a lot of good second rowers at the Warriors. A lot of them are inconsistent, though. Aitken, he just locked down that edge and he was sensational in attack and defense. So I'm pretty confident he plays second row. Sharkies, low key, top four. Lakeside, 2034. Yeah, I like the shout, mate. I've got the Sharks as my number one team from outside the top eight to burst into the top eight. And I also think they are the best chance to be a top four team. Do I think they will be? No, I don't. I think they'll be fifth, sixth around that mark. Probably sixth place looks perfect for the Sharkies. But they have a good injury run and a couple of other teams fall down. I think the Sharkies, they could sneak into the four, but I'm not tipping them to be there. We got, if COVID disrupts the season and we players called up from Cup plus Jersey Flag, which club will strive and which has the potential to really struggle? Mate, it'll be interesting. It's a big advantage for the Queensland clubs if that does happen. Queensland Cup obviously went on last year. New South Wales Cup was canned for the vast majority of the season. So it's going to be a huge test with what happens if that does occur, because there's a lot of guys that, I mean, there's a number of guys that I know personally, so I can only imagine how many more there would be out there that have been playing cup footy for a couple of years and their careers ended last year because they simply had to go out and get jobs. So it's probably the worst possible timing for this to happen, of course, off the back of COVID. So it's all a domino effect. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I would suggest probably the Roosters. They'll be probably best off along with the Queensland teams. Of course, the Roosters, they had to blood so many bloody guys last year that are ready to step in. Thoughts on the Warriors heading into this season? Yeah, I like the Warriors, mate. I think they're heading in the right direction. I love the signing of Aaron Penne. Very, very excited for him. I think he's going to have a huge breakout season. Catch up when I come to Sydney during the year. Sure thing, mate. Send me a message when you're over here. Are you going one of these? Yes. I will be doing one of these every week through the season. It's going to be something a little bit extra added to it. So it'll be a little bit easier when it's during the season. And I can talk about what's actually relevant instead of sort of shooting the shit here. Who will be the starting nine at the Storm? It'll be Harry Grant. I think Brandon Smith is locked in to play 13, especially with Tui Kamakamika probably not going to be there. We'll have to see how that one plays out. Also, Nelson Asafa-Solomona also seemingly not going to be there. So I think Brandon Smith, that locks him into the 13. What have we got? Rapid fire, who's your top eight for 2022, mate? Off the top of my head, I would go with the six that were the top six last year. I take out the Titans. I take out the Newcastle Knights. I throw in the Cronulla Sharks, and I throw in either the Broncos, Warriors, or Canberra. Gun to my head, if Adam Reynolds and Tony Staggs play the whole season, I probably chuck the Broncos in there, mate. Fala bra, you're a legend. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. What's your saying, Latrell and All-Stars drama going on right now? I've never really got a clear answer as to what the actual situation is here, to be perfectly honest with you, mate, so I might not be the best person to ask. But personally, I think Latrell should be able to play the Indigenous game. Whether it counts as a suspension or whatever, I'm not sure where we're sitting with all that. But personally, I think that this game should be exempt. It's a little bit different. I understand there's the argument for Origin, but this is a little bit different for me. It's a real cultural experience. I think the week surrounding the game is bigger than the actual game itself for the communities, and I think Latrell Mitchell should be able to be a part of the whole thing. But I understand that people think, you know, he should just be punished for what he did and everything, and I get it, but I think that this is bigger than the game, to be honest with you. Roosters top two this year. Yeah, I think they will be there, mate. Who takes the premiership? Oh, sorry, mate. Jack Fabry, me over 100 metres. Oh, Danny Exotic, I'm going to back you in, mate. I think you might have Fabry covered just quietly. Josh Adokar, it's going to be a test for you, though. But fuck, if you do it, let me know because I'll be down there. I'll be recording it. We'll make some content out of it. I'm always backing you in. What have we got? Titans drop out of the eight. I reckon I have them 12th, to be honest. Thoughts? Yeah, I definitely have the Titans out of my eight. I think that them finishing eighth last year with a record of 10-14 was a band-aid for a lot of problems at the Gold Coast Titans. They've lost a heap of experience. I think life's going to get a little bit harder for them, realistically. How do you reckon Panthers will go this year? Yeah, mate, I think they're a serious threat to go back-to-back. Had an eighth clear on the podcast the other day. Couldn't believe how mature he was. It's scary to think that he's only 24 years old. I think he's going to lead this side to success for a long period of time. I think at worst they finished third, at absolute worst, realistically. Do the Sharks make the finals? Yes, I think they do, mates. Thoughts on Aitken playing second row permanently for the Warriors? Love it. Think he's really thrived in that position. If you really had to pick your favourite team, who would it be? I do love really good systems, mate. I love what the Roosters and the Storm have done over the last 10, 15 years, probably more so the Storm. So I'd probably lean towards them, to be honest with you. If you put a gun to my head and said, pick a team, I appreciate what the Storm have done. But, you know, if you would have asked me, you know, in the 90s, it would have been the Broncos. If you would have asked me before that, it would have been the Raiders. So I'm a big systems guy. It'll be interesting to see how they go over the next few years. Guru, thoughts on market value for a solid interchange player? Do you think the role is discussed during contract negotiations? 100%, I think it is now. I think your 14 is just as important as a lot of your other positions. Said that at the start of this season, got a lot of pushback from people, but I think you saw as the season went on how important that is. I have no doubt whatsoever that Connor Watson signing with the Roosters in 2022, those negotiations would have been very different in 2012, for example. His value has absolutely skyrocketed because he's able to play that role. The modern game is won in little 20-minute clips for me, and when those guys come on the field, their influence is just unbelievable nowadays. Thoughts on Fijian winger coming through the Rooster system? I've actually seen him play twice now. The highlights are unreal. He is still very raw positioning-wise. I think he's still got a little bit more to learn, but you can't really coach natural talent like that. I saw him at Waverley Oval score a try where they kick for touch and the halfback didn't find touch and he came through and caught the ball on the full or on the first bounce, can't remember, but it was so weird and so I've never seen anything like it. I was sort of thought, was that a set play? Was that like literally what they were trying to do? But apparently not from what I gathered. So I don't know. He's a hard worker. He's great coming out of his own end, heap of ability, but he is very raw. And I'm sure Trent Robinson, he'll take his time with him. I think you'll see him play a lot of cup footy this year. I think his flag days are probably over. Seems like Tanner Boyd just been overlooked at Titans. Kid looked like a solid prospect. I haven't given up on Tanner Boyd yet, mate. I personally think he could be a really good nine for the Titans looking into next season. I wouldn't be shocked if at some point he gets the halfback jersey as well. If Sexton gets through this whole season injury-free, that would be very impressive. But once Tanner Boyd does get an opportunity, it'll be interesting to see how he goes because he's still got a lot of ability. I think he's got one of the best running games for young halfbacks in our game, realistically. As I said, I think they should give him a shot at nine, depending on what happens with Booth and the other guys that are there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do Knights buy number nine or look within? They look within for me, mate. Cam Smart, great content, mate. Keep it up. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. Cody, CHT or Ash Taylor to partner Sean Johnson? I've got Ash Taylor if he's playing his best footy, and I've got Cody in jersey 14. What do you think about Dane Laurie? Absolutely love Dane Laurie. I was so impressed with what he did last year. Second year is always tougher than the first, though, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes. I thought that without him, the West Tigers would have been in some serious Barney. So very impressive year from Dane Laurie. Do you get down to local rugby footy ever, like pub footy, not rep? Yeah, mate, I'm, you know, quite often watch. I coach a team in the South Sydney competition, so quite often see a little bit of A-grade and whatnot around that, but nowhere near as much as the rep footy that I get out to watch, to be honest with you, mate. Burton, Dally M in the next 5 years, potentially. I think I saw a post the other day from one of the Bulldogs pages. The last Dally M medalist from Canterbury was, of course, Benny Barber. Who's going to win it next? And I think Burton's probably your best bet. Any word on KP to the Bronx? No, nothing official, mate, but I'm pretty confident KP is going to leave, but we'll see how it plays out. Where on the ladder did the Sharks come? I've got them finishing about six at the moment. What is the future looking like for young stars like Pongs, Reese, etc.? Sorry, mate, I'm not sure what your question is there, brother. Rumours of Blake Ferguson to the Knights. Thoughts? Yeah, I think it'll be a good get for Newcastle. I mean, the situation they're in, it'd be handy to have a guy with his experience in there. Just worried about Fergo, where he's at the moment, realistically. Sam Walker, will he kick on next year? Yeah, I think he will. I don't think he'll reach the same heights as he did last year. He also doesn't have to, though, to kick on. I think he'll just be more of a stable halfback, and that's sort of what the Sydney Roosters need. I think he'll be a 5'8", too, realistically. So, big year as far as his kicking game goes. Drew Hutchinson's not going to be there. You obviously have Luke Keary there, who will do the vast majority of the kicking, but I want to see Sammy Walker step up a little bit more there. We got Warriors. Do you think CHT is a long-term future at the Warriors? Depends on this season. I think it's career defining for him and Ash Taylor. Realistically, I think one of them probably comes out on top there. Will Lolo still be able to play unvaxxed? No idea, mate. Not getting into the whole vaxxed argument. You could probably research that yourself. I haven't, though. Know anything about the next Rugby League live game? Not a thing, mate. Apparently, the Tigers got measured up for it today. Stats and their measurements and weight and height and all that sort of stuff. But not really a gamer myself, mate. So probably the worst person you could ask, to be honest with you. Noah Buxton. Hey, mate. Hope you're doing well, brother. The Knights should try and grab someone from South Juniors for the 7 jersey, like Dean Hawkins or something, because Souths are too stacked to fit all these lads in the side. Yeah, potentially. I just don't think that's your answer, mate. You're lacking direction up there in Newcastle. I don't think a debutant halfback is the guy to turn to there, realistically. I'd rather Jake Clifford than going for one of the young South boys. Para 2022 Premiers, I don't think so, mate. I still think they're a little bit off really competing for a premiership. How the Sharks go? Do you like the Roosters? Yeah, I think Chooks do well. I think the Sharkies do well. Eels for a grand final? I don't think so, mate. I haven't got them in my grand final anyway. I haven't got them in contention for my grand finals. What do you think about the Roosters? They're a very good team. Yeah, for sure. I think they're in a really good spot heading into next season. I think that Robbo will be super excited about 2022. Best position for Aiken? I think it's second row now, to be honest with you. Do you think the NRL doing a good job in regards to players' mental health? If so, then what are some ways to improve? It's probably a deeper conversation than what we're doing here, to be honest with you, mate. A lot of players that I talk to that have retired, they're in a bit of curry, and it's sort of just radio silence from the NRL. So I think there's a lot they could improve at. I think they are doing probably the best job they ever have been, though, for the current players, but I think they can do more for guys that retire. But yeah, probably not a conversation for a live podcast. Probably not one for me to think off the top of my head either. I reckon CNK will be the top 5 fullback in 2022. Pretty stacked class of fullback, mate. I'm not too sure about that, but I think he will do well. Why aren't you watching Kyrgios? Doesn't play rugby league, mate. What have we got? Hey, Guru. Aussie Comedy Legends podcast. Jeez, that's a mouthful. What have we got here? Any more questions, guys? Which team recruited the best this year? I would probably go the Sharkies or the Broncos. I really like the Adam Reynolds sign, but Sharkies have been unreal. Canterbury, of course. Probably Sharks and Canterbury, I'd have to say, mate. Azza, hope you're doing well, brother. Told a little yarn about you the other day. I hope you heard it. Will Warbrick, Rookie of the Year on the right wing for Storm. Yeah, he's an interesting one coming from Rugby Sevens. I haven't seen a heap of him, so can't really comment, to be honest with you, mate. But he's one that I'm definitely excited for. Melbourne don't randomly target blokes, so he must have something to offer. Tago and Taylor May crack first team at Penrith regular season. Yeah, I think both will. I think I'm not sure where they fit. I think Taylor May might be a bench guy for them. I really like Isaac Tago, though. What have we got? How do you think the Roosters will go next year when they have Brandon Smith? Yeah, they're going to be a scary prospect once Brandon Smith walks into that system, mate. Him and Radley together, it's going to be scary, mate. I'm very excited to see that Roosters team. You'll have Luke Keary back with a full season under his belt. Sam Walker, a year older. Joseph Suwali, a year older. Billy Smith, a year older. Angus Crichton at his peak probably then. Lindsay Collins at his peak. I think a Tony will be special by then. So, yeah, the Roosters, mate, they're going to be a serious problem for a long time, in my opinion. Will Storm regret letting Penne go and Warriors seem overly stacked for quality forwards? I think the Storm already regret let Penne go, mate. I think that with Nass gone and Tui Kamakamika, he would have been the perfect guy to bring in. They've always had those big body forwards that really cause havoc through the middle. They're going to be missing them next year, seemingly. So, yeah, I think they're already regretting it. Warriors seem overly stacked for quality front rowers. Yeah, they do, mate, but they, you know, it's such an important part of the game now. And with a guy like Sean Johnson, you really want to win the ruck. So I'm not overly against it, to be honest with you. A lot of those guys can play on the edge as well. So thoughts on Kempe? What's he like as a bloke? Yeah, he's a champion, mate. He's very focused on his work that he does, and he's bloody good at it. So very humbling to have an opportunity to work with him. It's been real fun, and hopefully keeps going into the future. How do you think Hines will go with this week in the halves? How do you think Hines will go with the week in, week out pressure side in the halves? Yeah, it's going to be a big test for him. I'm confident Hines will do a good job, though. I think Sharkies fans, you just need to be patient with him, though. What's your thoughts on your 16A dropkick performance, mate? I pin that a lot on you, brother, to be honest with you. That's all on you, Az. You got your pants on nowadays or what, mate? Warriors top 6. No, I don't think they'll be top 6, mate. But I think they'll be there and thereabouts at the top 8. best game you have ever watched. I'd probably go the 2015 grand final. Being out there for that was unbelievable. 04 grand final was another good one I enjoyed too. But yeah, probably the 15 grand final is really hard to beat. A lot of questions about this young Roosters winger, the young Fijian feather. Looks really good. I've seen him play 2 or 3 times at Waverley Oval. Very raw though. I don't think you'll see him this year. I think probably the year after. Any news on Will Warbrick? Another guy a lot of people ask me. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it, to be honest with you. But the highlights I've seen, he looks really good. But another guy that I think it'll take a bit of time till we see him. Going to scroll to the very bottom, guys. Just got a couple of minutes left. So I'll do some more recent ones. You do a pretty good show and go, not going to lie. Learn from the best, Pierce, yourself, mate. Absolute best. Us big thickies, we've got to stick together. Harris DeVita playing 13 for the Warriors. Potentially, mate, but I just think there's too many forwards in that Warriors pack for it to work out realistically. So I don't think you'll see CHT in the 13. Where do you realistically see the Broncos contending in 2024? I've got them finishing around 8th, 9th, 10th, around that mark. I think they can make finals footy, though. If Souths find themselves halfway through the year losing 2 games by 50, do you think they can turn it around without Bennett and Reynolds? I don't know, mate. It's a hard one. I think they probably will lose a few games by a big margin against the top teams, but I don't think that decides seasons now anymore. Who has a bigger year, Schuster or Cotter? Love Josh Schuster. Reuben Cotter, I think he's going to be my next favourite, though. Stay tuned. Got a podcast coming on him over the next day or two. Going, he might play Origin in 2022, though. That'll be my bold call. Do you think Gagai will recapture any of his form following State of Origin? Maybe Adam O'Brien can reignite him. Thoughts? Mate, outside of Origin, I thought he played his best ever club footy when he was at Newcastle and they were going like a busted arsehole. So, fingers crossed he can. Very excited about the Gagai sign. I think it's sensational. I think it'll be great for Bradman Best to have him around too. He was a smoky to make Origin free of the team. Reuben Cotter is my smoky to play Origin in 2022. For the Maroons, for New South Wales, I'm not really seeing too many changes. Could throw Pappy or Radley in there. I don't know if they're smokies, though, realistically. I think everyone's got them benchmarked. Dogs will finish top 4. I don't think they'll be top 4, mate. I think they've got a squad that could potentially do it, but I think it'll take time for it to all come together. Do you think Dylan Brown is under pressure this season? Is this a year for Dylan to have a big year? Yeah, he's still young, Dylan Brown, mate. It's going to take time. I'm a huge fan of Dylan Brown. I think he's going to be successful. I think if the Parramatta Eels cut ties with him now, they are kidding themselves. So I'm a big fan of Dylan Brown, though, so maybe a little bit biased. How do you see the Knights running? I've got them probably bottom 4 at the moment, mate. I think they're in serious trouble. One injury to that spine, and it's not looking pretty for Newcastle as much as it's not looking pretty already. Obviously got to try and keep KP there. He's got to make a decision in about round 16 or something, I think it is. He'll have Wayne Bennett on the phone calling him. He'll have Felice Kafusi, you know, sit next to him in every opportunity he can in Queensland camp, trying to convince him to go to the Dolphins. So, yeah, I think it's stacked against them. First coach sacked. Yeah, it'd be an interesting one this year. I said last year I didn't think any of the coaches would be sacked. Because it was a honeymoon period for so many of them. Only one was sacked, Johnny Morris, which sort of surprised me a little bit. He made finals the last 2 years in a row. So not sure which one goes first, mate, but I'm sure there'll be one or two this year. Any intel around Connor Watson starting at 9 or playing most minutes there at least? I think he'll be 14, mate, realistically. I know a lot of people, including myself, I was sort of convinced at one point he'd play 9, but I've sort of backed off it a little bit. I think he will be 14. Top 5 Supercoach players, Teddy, Pappy, Turbo, Cleary, 5, probably a Harry Grant, maybe a Latrell Mitchell, one of those guys. Would you prefer KP at 1 for Knights or 6 for a grand final contender? KP at 1 for me. They've tried the 6 experiment. I think he's a 1 at the moment. I reckon this is a big year for Campbell Graham after the departure of Gagai. Yeah, I love Campbell Graham. I think he's a great player. I just think on that right side, it's going to be tough. But South Sydney, they'll probably attack a little bit differently this year. I'd love to see him given a shot on the left edge. If he was on the left, I think he'd dominate. Herbie for wing or centre? I've got a feeling he might play wing, potentially. But we'll see how that goes. Really, really talented player, Herbie. I'm surprised that he's could be leaving there. You know anything about the new rugby league video games? Saw Clarkie post about it. Yeah, nah, no idea, mate. I think Clarkie's probably your guy to go to for that sort of stuff. I've really got no interest in the game or games in general. So, yeah, probably not the best person to ask. But, no, I haven't heard anything outside of what people sent me about Clarkie. Do you think Paul Green has a shot at returning as an NRL coach? If so, which club? I think he's got a shot. I wouldn't do it personally. I never really rated Paul Green. I said before the Origin series started that I didn't think he'd be here the year after. He's not. I didn't think he was overly impressive at the Cowboys either. I think he was lucky that he had Jonathan Thurston, to be honest with you. But I haven't been inside that system. I haven't been inside, you know, that Queensland team. That's just my opinion. People saying Redcliffe is in trouble when they still have guys like Ponga and Munster and Grant all coming off contract, as well as Oates and DCA a chance in a year or two. I'm not overly concerned about the Dolphins, mate. When you've got Wayne Bennett, you've got Peter O'Sullivan there, I think they're going to be okay. It might take time, but I think they're going to be okay, realistically. If bring back any player from the Super League and put them in a club that need them, who would you bring back? I'd probably bring back a halfback for Newcastle. If I can pick James Maloney, I'd probably pick him. But yeah, maybe Aiden Caesar for them. I just think that they don't need a superstar. They just need direction. Do you think Reynolds can improve his skills with the Broncos? Probably doesn't need to be honest with you, mate. I think he's always had a really good skill set from when he was younger, but he sort of fell into a bit of a system at South Sydney. So I think you might see some new things from Anna Reynolds this year, but I don't think it's a new skill set. I think you're just seeing more of it, realistically. Guys, I'm going to love you and leave you there. Thank you for everyone that joined me. Still got about 50-odd people on here, which is sensational. This will be available on the Rugby League Guru podcast tomorrow morning, this whole thing, if you missed any of it, or if you want to catch up on it again. It's about 40 minutes or so. So tomorrow morning on the Rugby League Guru podcast, if you want to tune in, we've got a Ruben Cotter podcast coming tomorrow, and we'll have a look at the first month for one of the teams as well. So thanks for tuning in again, guys. Always appreciate it. Tune into the podcast tomorrow. Cheers, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.